You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Peter Khalil, director at Paris Knightsbridge Chartered Accountants, who has changed the way you will think about accounting practices. Peter, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Tell us, Peter, for starters, talk about the importance of branding and a company image, especially in your industry.
Well, branding is something that should be worked from the bottom up. So starting with the very foundations of what you're about and finding out what you're delivering to your market, finding about who you are and getting a real in-depth knowledge of what you're about to do in business and working all the way up to getting the – and that basically helps you in getting the right brand, knowing who you are, knowing who you're going to serve in the market. Getting the right people along – to assist you with the branding is also critical. Someone that you've got a rapport with, someone that understands you and your business, has the right insights, and you'll find very much that you'll have the right branding and image in the marketplace. Everything from your logo all the way to your website and your stationery. It's something that you should very much be proud of and very much identify with.
Helpful information. Now, what are you currently doing through your internet marketing endeavors to increase your online presence?
Well, the website's always been key for us. So we've put a lot of attention into developing the right website, keeping it really simple, and delivering the message very succinctly and efficiently. So at the moment, our web marketing consists of using AdWords or Google AdWords, and that's the presence that we have at the moment on Google. Facebook's the other one. Facebook we don't use too heavily just because of the industry we're in, but it certainly is paying dividends for a lot of my clients using social media to get a presence in the online world. I know online store clients that have used Facebook very effectively and very cost efficiently as well. For our business in particular, for my practice, it's very much been Google AdWords coupled with some PR work, actually. So we've recently started doing that, and certainly getting the name out there, and it's helping with that exercise.
Now, at this time, if you would, talk about your processes and procedures that has you remain efficient and accurately delivering successfully to the client. I'm sure that's important also, again, in your industry.
In my industry, certainly important. Quality is something that gets a lot of attention and a lot of attention from our professional bodies and legislative framework as well. It's very much ingrained in our practice. Procedures and process enable us to deliver not only a quality service, but also a very consistent service and ensuring clients get a consistent experience from our practice. So we also encourage clients to do the same. And regardless of the business that you're in, whether it's a professional service like us or you know, you're in the business of online retailing or in the business of, operating a cafe or restaurant, process is so important. So important in delivering the consistency to clients. It minimizes chances of error. It minimizes mishaps or costly mistakes sometimes or things that can be quite embarrassing. And it also helps with continuity. So when you hire new people and you've got your procedures very clearly outlined and what the expectation is of them, you'll find that it's very easy to integrate new employees as well.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Peter Khalil, Director at Paris Knightsbridge Chartered Accounts here on Enterprise Radio, coming to us from Sydney, Australia today, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, as far as your employees, Peter, how are you incentivizing pay structures, taking on feedback, and implementing performance development?
Well, it's you start with the umbrella approach. I mean, everything works within a framework, I believe. And this framework starts with creating a positive culture. And I think that can translate to very simple things you can be doing with your employees, such as engaging them, talking to them about what they like, what they like to do, things they don't so much prefer to do, where their strengths lie, you know, what just simply tickles their fancy, so to speak. So positive culture, we talk about how we can improve, you know, performance, what areas they'd like to develop in, and doing it all in a very positive tone. Criticism's good, as long as it's delivered the right way, I suppose. Staff meetings, it's important to get together. We usually do when we talk about morale boosting things such as strategies such as having employees deliver compliments about good things that they've been doing to each other, or moments where they were, you know, one employee may have required some assistance with something or was under the pump, and, you know, they get complimented for that. So it's also important to incentivize employees. Give them a very simple key performance indicator. For example, in my business, it could be an employee winning a new client. And if they manage to do that, they get a share of the revenue going forward on that client, or maybe an upfront revenue, just depending on how you want to structure that bonus. But I believe in any business, it's important to incentivize employees. The motivation that you get out of that, and the productivity, improved productivity you get from employees of incentivizing pay, is exceptional. And in my experience, it works and it delivers excellent results. I've seen it in so many businesses. I've seen it in my business. I've seen it in business of associates. It's really important. You may look at it as a cost. I see it very much as an investment in your workforce, an investment in positive culture, and an investment in the future of your business. I mean, there's a cost there, no doubt, but it pays off dividends very, very well.
I can believe that and certainly can understand as well. Lastly, how are you able to monitor performance in reporting? Another important factor.
Well, you know, you get your business owners who talk about not being across their financials. At the very least, I'd encourage entrepreneurs and business people to speak to their accountant regularly. Get a set suite of management reports that you can look through, and you'd be surprised at some of the insights you'll get when you've prepared your figures on a timely basis, and you're able to view those figures and get the insights from them and make decisions to improve your business. A lot of business owners or entrepreneurs prefer not to pay attention to those, but looking at your financials and mastering that piece of your business is really, really important, because the insights you're going to get, I guarantee, will make a huge difference to the decisions you make, and hence the success or failure of your business. So I'd encourage people to look at their information and their data, and possibly even look at presenting information that may be of a non-financial quality. So looking at performance indicators that aren't necessarily financial, For example, you may be very simply looking at the number of clients you turned around in a month or in a week, or and compare that from month to month, year to year, and see, you know, spot the trends and patterns, and that may contribute to, you know, improving your marketing strategy. You know, choosing times of the year to undertake certain marketing strategies, or for other times of the year to adopt different marketing strategies. So looking at the data, looking at the information, analysing it, spotting those trends is just so important to making the right decisions in your business. So I'd encourage people to always be doing that.
Certainly can understand how that could definitely motivate the team as well, and giving the right performance and the correct reporting outside of the financial factors. I like the approach there. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Paris Knightsbridge Chartered Accounts?
Our best place to go is our website. It's www.pkca.com.au, pkca.com.au. A full spread of a bit about our practice. We also have a Facebook at PK Chartered Accountants. And look us up at PK Chartered Accountants. And we're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. There's useful articles there that we've been posting recently and sharing more about the business performance, business reporting, developing the right teams. And more recently, actually, we've done a write-up on business reporting. So very much targeted at the bigger end of town, but things that you know, your average business owner can implement every day in their business as well, very much.
Well, once again, Peter, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and thanks for the valuable information shared here today on the program.
Thanks, Eric. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And you're quite welcome. Look forward to having you back again. We've been speaking with Mr. Peter Khalil, coming to us from Sydney, Australia this morning, director at Paris Knightsbridge Chartered Accounts, who has changed the way you will think about accounting practices. And for more information and for contact, simply visit pkca.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.